This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. He will inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address the gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging entrepreneurs on a single platform. The trade show will be held till 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara this afternoon. Mr. Modi will also interact with PM Kusum beneficiaries. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Anushakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project. We have a report.
The Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project will be the second nuclear power project in the state, providing a significant boost to electricity generation in Rajasthan. It also makes a strong step towards ensuring affordable, reliable and sustainable power supply across the country. Today, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several green energy projects, which will subsequently enhance the nation's clean energy capacity. Various water resource projects will ensure a reliable water supply for thousands of villages and several towns, while also providing adequate water for irrigation to farmers. In addition, infrastructure and highway development projects will promote smoother and safer transportation. Furthermore, the launch of 3 new rail services in the state will further improve connectivity between Rajasthan and other northern states. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Banswara.
Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved the third phase of the centrally sponsored scheme to add 5,023 MBBS seats and 5,000 PG seats in existing government medical colleges and institutes at a cost of 15,034 crore rupees over the next 3 years. This initiative will significantly augment undergraduate medical capacity, increase the availability of specialist doctors by creating additional postgraduate seats and enable the introduction of new specialties across government medical institutions. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the central government has been actively engaged with the apex body, the Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance, on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to Sixth Schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. The ministry also requested the people not to circulate the old and provocative videos in the media and on social media. Meanwhile, following the imposition of restrictions after the violent clashes in Leh yesterday, the situation is under control. No untoward incident occurred during the night. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh today. She will travel there by a special train from Safdarjung Railway Station. During her day-long stay at Vrindavan, the president will perform darshan and puja at Sri Banke Bihari Temple, Nidhivan and Kubja Krishna Mandir. She will also visit Sudama Kuti, Vrindavan and perform darshan and puja at Sri Krishna Janmasthan, Mathura. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan honoured Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, he said that Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay led a life of profound thought and utter simplicity. Remembering Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he was the great son of Mother India and the pioneer of integral humanism. In a social media post extending his homage, Mr. Modi said that his nationalist ideals and the principle of Antyodaya, which guided the nation towards prosperity, will continue to be invaluable in the development of a prosperous India. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the tentative date sheets for Class 10 and 12 board examinations to be held next year. CBSE said that the examinations are scheduled to be conducted from 17th of February next year. In cricket, India continues to maintain their dominance as they once again reached into the finals of Asia Cup. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma 75 of just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38-run innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.